He's been everywhere. Peter Greenberg, you hear him on WGN, Ion Travel, Saturday afternoons, usually between 1 and 4. And he's on CBS News and PBS and right here. How you doing, Peter?
I am doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm anxious to hear your take on a few things. First of all, this European travel deal now, they're not giving us a date. What's the latest on this?
Well, it is big news. Late yesterday afternoon, an official from the European Union, that's 27 different European countries, said that if you are a vaccinated traveler, as an American, you can now go to any one of those countries. That is a very big deal for anybody who thought they were going to lose a summer overseas or wanted to travel anywhere. That's the good news. The sort of confusing news is they haven't given us a timeline or any specific date as to when it's going to happen, but I will make you a prediction right now. It'll be before June 15th because it's moving that quickly.
Well, that is good news. And I've been reading all these business stories in the last week about the airlines preparing for a rebound, but it's going to take a long time for them to recoup their losses, won't it?
Well, that's called impossible. They cannot do that. American Airlines right now, just as an example, is bleeding $27 million a day. You don't recoup that. Now, that's good news if you put it in comparative terms. A year ago today, they were bleeding $100 million a day. So, you know, we get to a point where we start defining a successful airline by which can lose money longer. However, what's going to happen is the airlines are taking all their planes from a parked position to a flying position. You're going to see the announcement in the next 10 days of all new schedules and all new routes, or the resumption of old routes, because no one wants to be shut out of a summer of revenue. Now, that means the countries as well as the airlines. So get ready.
And are the fares going to just continue to go up and up every month now?
Well, they will. I'll give you a relative answer there. Yes, they will go up. They've been going up recently as much as 7% a week. That's compounded. So you can expect that to happen. But right now, this would be an excellent week to book something in advance now, because remember two things. Number one, they're not going to charge you a ticket change fee if you fly in a U.S. carrier should you change your trip, or should the trip be canceled. They're not going to be in a situation where they won't give you a refund if it's an American carrier. Now's the time to think strategically. You don't have to book it for this week, but you might want to book this week for sometime this summer.
Tell us about this rental car situation. This is crazy. In some cities, you can't get a rental car. Other places, you have to wait a long time for a car to be returned before you get one. The prices are sky high. Is all of this going to continue?
It will continue probably through the summer, because remember, what happened was during the pandemic is the rental car companies were sitting with all these cars in lots, going nowhere, driving nowhere, depreciating in value. So what do? They shrunk their fleet. They sold it, or much of it. So now that the demand is back, it's law of supply and demand, and supply ain't winning. Hmm. You talk about crazy stories. How about a rental car in Hawaii for $850 a day?
Man.
I don't think so. Because in Hawaii, they have a much more excruciating situation since they can't just go down a corner and get another car. They have to ship them over, and they're not moving fast in that department. But we saw stories as recently as a week ago in Florida, renting a small Kia at $300 a day in Florida. That's still outrageous. So, if you're going to be going on a trip this year under 500 miles, maybe you don't fly. Maybe you take your own car.
Yeah, and if you do have to rent a car, I guess instead of checking on the airfares first or the hotel first, see if you can get a car, right?
See if you get a car, but don't rent at the airport. Airport rental fees for the rental car companies themselves charged by the airports are pretty outrageous. And even in good times, a rental car rate at the airport is about 15% to 25% more than you can get it in a downtown location. So fly to that airport, take a free shuttle bus downtown, rent it locally, and then when you go to return it, I don't know of a single rental car company that will charge you a drop-off charge to return it to the airport in the city where you got it in the first place.
A couple of miscellaneous travel questions for Peter Greenberg. What do you know about these vacation clubs? I know Marriott is doing a lot of advertising these days. Are those worth it, do you think?
Well, we have to get down to a definition of a vacation club. Are we talking about a timeshare that you can trade, or are you talking about a membership club that gives you a discount on a number of different destinations? If it's managed by one of the big companies like Marriott or Hilton, I would say I don't have a problem with it. But you need to read the fine print as to what the membership allows you to do as well as what the membership allows you to get out of. And if you can do that and you're happy with that, then go ahead.
And also, a lot of people, especially around here, thinking of taking short trips, maybe Nashville, for example. Are places open now? Like, if you want to go to Nashville, you want to go to the Bluebird Cafe and you want to go to music venues. Do you know what the story is there?
Yes. As more and more Americans are getting vaccinated, anywhere between 3.5 and 4 million a week, you're seeing cities start to relax the restrictions on capacity control, or you know, just occupancy at restaurants, and you're starting to see everything start to open up, not just for outdoor dining, but for indoor dining as well. Always a good idea to call ahead, and always a good idea, especially when they're having capacity cuts, to call ahead and get a reservation, because if they're at 25%, the restaurant may look empty, but it's full.
Peter Greenberg, and we'll be talking to you as we head towards summer vacation and hit the road. Thanks as always, Peter.
You got it, sir.